Fence pickets, shingles, and more. We buy in bulk and pass those savings on to you. Shop today at lowsforpros.com. And don't forget, we're open at 6 a.m. so you can get started early and make the most of your day. Together, we can keep your business moving. Price and selection vary by market, U.S. only.
Tula Road Rage, we are back. You know, I still can't get over Ramona. Georgia fans thinking that they wouldn't want Dabo Swinney as a head coach, wouldn't want him anywhere near.
Ah, are they saying that?
I guess they don't want to win. I guess they don't want to win national championships. Hey, look, Georgia, look, you're good at not winning national championships. Here's a guy who's good at winning them. Why would you want him?
Yeah.
Insanity. This is insanity. I mean, if Dabo Swinney was willing to leave Clemson for Georgia today, they would drive. It doesn't matter Kirby's connections to Georgia. It doesn't matter. They would drive him to the state line. I mean, come on, man. Hey, let me tell you about. And again, I still think Kirby will win. I think he's still in the process of figuring it out. All right, we gotta get going because I have NFL stuff. I have 20 massive athletes. I have the movie review that people are begging for. And here's the thing. You must watch it either tonight or tomorrow night and report back to me on Twitter. I will want your reports back on Twitter. All right. Let's get back to the list, Ramona. The Road Rage SEC head coaching power ratings. We left off at number 7. And in case you missed it earlier, 14 was Sam Pittman, 13 was Derek Mason, 12 was Will Muschamp, 11 was Lane Kiffin, 10 is Eli Drinkwitz, 9 is Jeremy Pruitt, 8 is Kirby Smart, who got demoted. I've explained it a million times. Go back and listen to the podcast. If you're just joining me, Georgia fans, and you're upset about that, you'll have a better understanding of it. Number 7, Jimbo Fisher, and now, Ramona, then there were 6. Number 6, Dan Mullen, Florida. Look, I don't like Dan Mullen. I'm not going to play around. I don't like what he stands for. I don't like the things I've heard him say when it deals with issues of humanity and decency. I don't like the guy. Period. I mean, I just don't. You know, if a meteor hit him today, I wouldn't be upset. I'm sorry. I don't care for him. But, and again, his record against ranked teams is factually the worst of any Power 5 coach in America with over 10 decisions. His record against ranked teams is abysmal. Having said that, he's better than what Florida's had lately. You know, so there's that. And I do think he can coach a little. That's the best you're getting out of me. So Dan Mullen is actually moving up on this list. He's 6. That brings us to 5. 5 is the other guy. You know, I asked this question of 2 coaches. I said, underrated, overrated. Jimbo Fisher, every single respondent said overrated. Gus Malzahn, there was a divide. There was a divide on Malzahn, and that makes sense to me. Because I think there's a divide in the Auburn fan base on Malzahn. And I get it. But first of all, I think Georgia year in, year out, Auburn year in, year out, has the most difficult schedule in the SEC. I think having Georgia as your permanent opponent from the other side is an issue. when you're playing Alabama and LSU. And they get hit with these things at the end of the year. So I think there's a basic inequity in what happens with Auburn at the end of the year. I just do. Every single year, they get hit with these, you know, murderer's row gauntlet of difficult games at the end of the year. All these SEC teams always cry about, you know, we play a difficult schedule. We, you know, kill ourselves in the process. The one team that really applies to is Auburn. And I think it cost them a chance at a national championship when they let Alabama in a few years ago, when Auburn should have got in after beating Bama and Georgia consecutively. Or maybe there's one, you know, in 3 week period, I should say. And then having to come back and beat Georgia again after you lost Kerryon Johnson. But Melzon, you know, other than Orgeron this time around, Melzon's the only guy who's figured out in that league how to beat Saban. He's beaten Saban multiple times. I get there's a little up and down, and, you know, you just don't know exactly what you have, but I think the guy can coach, and I think he knows how to get his team ready for big games, and I also think he has no fear of Saban. And I sort of like the last couple of years that he's talked a little bit about Alabama and taken some shots at him. So I'm going Gus Malzahn here at five. At four, I'm going Mike Leach. Look, I think his challenge this year is enormous, but I've watched this guy go to two outlier schools where most of these shingle school coaches couldn't win. Places like, you know, Texas Tech and Washington State, which are, again, really outlier schools. And all this guy does is win. I mean, he actually got Texas Tech to number two in the country 1 year. Yeah, every year it's a 5,000-yard quarterback. Every year it's more of the same. And trust me, the SEC is not going to like Mike Leach because they have no idea how to stop that offense. None. It's going to be like stealing. It's just how long it's going to take them for the install and the implementation to get everybody on the same page, especially when you don't have spring football. I think those are questions. But four is Mike Leach. Number three. Number three is Mark Stoops. I'm sorry. This guy keeps winning at Kentucky. At Kentucky. And you know what? When he doesn't have a quarterback, he just makes a wide receiver a quarterback and he runs the ball all year. In Jerry Bowden. Or in Lynn Bowden. In Lynn Bowden. Freudian slip to the Bowden family. Bowden, 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 Bowden. Spelled the same way, not pronounced the same way. Bowden. B-O-W-D-E-N. So he takes Lynn Bowden, the slot wide receiver, and he makes him his quarterback because he doesn't have Jerry Wilson. And what's he do? He wins. And then he beats Virginia Tech in a bowl game. You know, again, there's an enormous difference between guys who are coaching at shingle schools, Kirby Smart, and guys who are coaching at outliers or basketball schools and are actually winning football games. Let me give you an example of why I have Mark Stoops where I have him. From 2017 to 2019, Jimbo Fisher, 22-15. Jimbo Fisher is 7 on my list. From 2017 to 2019, the same time period, Mark Stoops at Kentucky, 25-14. A better record, a better winning percentage than Jimbo Fisher, and he's doing it at Kentucky. Each of those guys, by the way, has 3 wins versus top 25 opponents during that time frame. And one guy wasn't at Florida State or Texas A&M. The one guy's at Kentucky, a basketball school. I'm sorry. I think the guy's a little strange. And I've seen some behavior that I didn't love. But who gives a crap? The guy is winning football games at a place that nobody wins. And he is doing it every single year, no matter how many guys he loses, no matter whatever personnel he loses. Like Matthew just wrote, imagine him at Georgia. Exactly my point. Exactly my point. This guy's going 25-14 over a three-year period and beating three top 25 teams at Kentucky. You give him Georgia with those resources and the ability to recruit to that, what would he do? Look, I'm telling you right now, if the Manny Diaz thing does not work out in Miami, they ought to hire Mark Stoops. They ought to hire Mark Stoops. He has brought an edgy brand of football to Kentucky. They play physically. They play through the whistle. And they don't look like they used to look. I used to watch Kentucky run on the field, and I thought, oh, God, 50-0, here we go. Now I watch Kentucky run on the field. I see pros. I see athletes. This guy's recruited talent, and he knows what to do with it. And, again, he's proven that he'll play to his talent, that he's going to take whatever he has. He's going to figure out a way to win games. I'm sorry, he's number three. I don't even see how it's arguable. He's got a better record the last 3 years than Jimbo Fisher does, and he's coaching at a much lesser institution than Fisher has, regardless of where Fisher's been. Mark Stoops. And then there are two. And number two is Nick Saban. And I know people are going to be upset by this as well. Yeah. And again, let me remind you of the criteria. As I said when I started this list, this is not a review of the history. This is not a accounting of your national championships. It's not what it is. This is a snapshot of the moment. That's what a power rating is. A power rating doesn't give a rat's behind that you've won six national titles. A power rating has to do with who you are now. Well, in the now, Ed Orgeron just won the national championship and Nick Saban didn't make the playoff. The last 2 years, Nick Saban has had his head handed to him by Clemson in the national championship game in utterly embarrassing fashion. And then didn't make the playoff last year. The other guy won the national title and put together the best offensive year in college football history. Furthermore, Bama has to go to LSU this year. I think there are a lot of people who think that Bama is just going to reclaim the throne and they're going to, you know, go to LSU and win. I'm not so sure of that at all. I think there's slight slippage in the Bama program, and I think there's a really good chance that Bama loses to LSU again. That LSU has something going on right now, and that Bama is starting to show some subtle signs of decline. And, you know, when I look at what LSU lost, they lost a lot. Bama lost a lot. Bama lost a lot. Bama had four number one receivers. Now they're round one receivers. Now they're down to two. It's not about whether Nick Saban's a better coach than Orgeron. He is. It's not about whether Nick Saban holds a much higher historical position than Ed Orgeron. He does. This is a power rating. And the last time I checked, Alabama was being outplayed for most of the game by Michigan. And they were not in the playoff. KC Chiefs Chad just wrote, you just stole that text from my fingers. He apparently was just writing. He said, I was just typing, this is a power ranking, and it makes perfect sense for Saban to be number two right now. Exactly. Exactly. It's not a slight on Saban, you Alabama people. It's not saying that I think Orgeron's a better coach than Saban. It's not saying any of that stuff. It's saying the one guy sits on top of the world right now, and the other guy doesn't. The other guy didn't make the playoffs. The other guy hasn't won a national title in 3 years. So that's how it comes out, all right? It's Nick Saban, number two. It's Ed Orgeron, number one, in the SEC power rating. So there you have it. your SEC ratings, your SEC power rankings. Sam Pittman, 14. Derek Mason, 13. Will Muschamp, 12. Lane Kiffin, 11. Eli Drinkwitz, 10. Jeremy Pruitt, 9. Kirby Smart, 8. 7, Jimbo Fisher. 6, Dan Mullen. 5, Gus Malzahn. 4, Mike Leach. 3, Mark Stoops, for the phenomenal job he has done at a non-football school. 2, Nick Saban, and 1, Ed Orgeron. And if you ask me today, when LSU plays Alabama this year, who's winning that game? I think LSU is. I think Miles Brennan is the better talent at quarterback, and they're going to play that game at home. Now, again, are we talking about a full house? Are we talking about 15,000 people? I don't know. Not sure. But there's your list. The Road Rage SEC power rankings. I gave you the ACC yesterday. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. In the next segment, Ron, I need to draft 32 quarterbacks. In 20 minutes. Because I'm going to need that last segment to cover Sinister, the movie, which I have promised to do all week, which I am doing because all you people are going to watch it tonight at midnight. Again, here's what I'm telling you to do. Make sure the lights are down low. Make sure the lights are down low. Turn them off. Watch the movie in almost total darkness. Trust me, you'll want to do this. You know, like those of you, you know, those of you, you know, you know, Ron, I still have people writing me about the autopsy of Jane Doe saying they still can't sleep from that. I'm promising you less sleep from this than you had than you lost from, or you will lose. Let me put it a different way. You will lose more sleep from this than you did from Jane Doe. So this is for those of you who have the courage to eat the hottest peppers on earth. For those people who like, you know, eating the hottest thing you could possibly put in your mouth because there's something about that experience that you like. Well, that's why you got to watch this movie tonight. You know, again, after 11 p.m., we'll take a quick break. When we get back, somehow I'm going to try and draft 32 NFL quarterbacks and tell you why in 20 minutes.
Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla is urging everyone to stay safe during these trying times. We are open with your safety in mind. Take advantage of 0% for 84 months on all remaining 2019 models and 0% for up to 75 months on 2020 models. Now is a great time to take advantage of 0% for extended terms, big rebates, and stimulus incentives. New, pre-owned, parts, service, or body shop, we have you covered. Online at edwardsautosales.net or visit us in Walhalla. Always save extra with no dealer or dock fee.
Hey Tiger fans, have you heard that Lakeside Lodge Clemson is officially open? Lakeside Lodge is a one-of-a-kind condo hotel with the best resort amenities and unbelievable views of both Lake Hartwell and Death Valley. Whether you're looking for an upscale short-term stay or you're in the market for a none of the stress but all of the comforts of condo ownership, Lakeside Lodge is the perfect place for you. To find out more, go to LakesideLodgeClemson.com. Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here and so do you.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and their showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house, and you can get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/discount and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/discount for an additional discount. lightstream.com/discount.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/discount for more information.
Has this ever happened to you? I wasn't feeling great, so I searched my symptoms on Google, and now I'm being followed by really uncomfortable ads. I hate feeling like my personal information is being bought and sold. I got DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. It's that simple. Take back your privacy online with DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
We've got sports covered in Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Lord, it's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years.
Waltip to the Red Rage. We are back. You know, Ramona, maybe instead of trying to jam 32 quarterbacks into one segment, excuse me, maybe I'll start on it and come back to it next Wednesday. We'll see. Gamecock, welcome to you, man. Let me tell you about the health there. Look, after a national health scare, now is the time to start taking your health seriously. Your belly fat's causing high-risk symptoms like diabetes, hypertension, and sleep apnea, and you need to get a handle on this now. The Health Care is offering buy one program, get one free. Tell them I sent you so you can get your spouse or son, daughter, coworker healthy too. The Health Care doesn't want you to go on this alone. They want you to go in with somebody else. So tell them I sent you, and you get to go two for one. Take control of your life. Change your life. 1-877-I-DARE-ME. 1-877-I-DARE-ME. Tell them I sent you or idareme.com. It's the Health there. All right, let me get to Gamecock Will. Gamecock Will, how are you, Will?
What's going on, Will? I'm doing good. I got a question of the year.
All right, question of the year.
That's right. Now, how long has Coach O been the coach of LSU? LSU. I know he's an interim coach, what, a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Last year, he was really the first time he's a head coach and won a title, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's in
as a head coach.
Why?
So basically, he's 1-0 as a head coach. Now, I agree with you. LSU lost a lot of talent. And I know this is a Clemson Network station. And like I agree with you, also LSU ain't really going nowhere too far. So, now hear me out. I know you say Dabo's the best coach in the country right now, the best program in the country. I've heard you say that. Now, my question of the year is: if Coach O wins another championship within this year or next year, he's going to tie Dabo two national championships. Now, the Coach O's won it quicker than Dabo did. Would you consider him?
Orgeron took over LSU in, I think, in 2016.
Would you consider him as the best coach and the best program in the country if they win another national championship in the next 2 years? This year or next year?
I don't know. I think it would be in that conversation, certainly. I mean, but you've got to meet that mark, and you've got to be in the playoff every year as Clemson is, and those type of things. I mean, Clemson is in the playoff every single year.
Yeah, but my question, another question is, man, is Alabama going through LSU, or is LSU going to have to go through Alabama in the West? Because you just said it. You know,
yeah, I think y'all, LSU. Yeah, I think Alabama's going to have to go through LSU. I mean, I think that.
So I think LSU probably will make the playoffs.
Yeah, I think LSU, for the first time really in the Saban era, I think they think they're better than Alabama. Remember, Orgeron told them that last year. You know, Orgeron said, we're just better than Alabama. And they went in there and they won. Well, you know, I think that's what they think. I think they think that that things have changed in their relationship with Alabama. And I'm not sure they haven't. I think they have. And I don't think it's going to be easy for Alabama to go to LSU this year and win. Because, again, LSU is not going back to that style of play they were playing before. They're going to keep doing what worked last year.
Would you consider, I know Dabo's got it, Ryan Day's got it, really Lincoln Riley's got it. I guess Coach O's got it, the it factor.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So, I mean, that's what my question was, you know, if Coach O wins another championship the next 2 years, I mean, I think, to me, you could put him right there with Dabo, Saban, and all them, because, I mean, he's got to be one of the best programs in the country. I mean, because he's been a head coach for really 1 year, so he's 1-0. If he wins,
well,
again,
he took over at LSU, I think, in 2016.
Well, I didn't know he's been that long, but
yeah,
I think that's why I was asking you about it.
Yeah, I believe it's 2016. I'll look it up.
Okay,
I think it's 2016.
Well, that was my question. I thought that was a pretty good question I come up with. So,
it's going to take continuity. Thank you, Will. I appreciate it. Have a good Memorial Day weekend. Stay safe. All right, Ramona, let's get to this NFL quarterback draft list. All right, just to explain what I'm doing here. I started thinking about the 32 NFL quarterbacks now, to the extent that we know who they are, all right, and how I would rank them in a draft. If the focus was just the upcoming season. In other words, I don't care. This is not about what you're going to be 4 years from now. This is why you can keep the veteran quarterbacks in this mix. You understand what I'm saying? All this draft is about winning football games this upcoming season. That's it. Nothing else. Just winning games this coming season. It's not it's not a suggestion or a foretelling of who will be the best 5 years from now, because there are going to be guys on this list, the veteran guys, none of whom will be in the league 5 years from now. So when I thought about how I wanted to do this, I started thinking, well, I'm only going to count this year. This is going to be an attempt to sort of foretell what's going to happen this year in terms of where these guys will be. All right. So I'm drafting 32 quarterbacks. All right. And we'll move from 32-1.
Okay.
Quarterback 32, with the 32nd pick, in other words, the worst quarterback in the NFL. I know he had decent numbers last year. I'm taking Gardner Minshew of Jacksonville. Look, personality-wise, you love him. There's some traits about him. There's a little bit of an it factor with him. It's just the physical skills I just don't see. I just don't think he's a starting NFL quarterback. I think what he is Ryan Fitzpatrick. I think that's what he is. And I just don't think people have figured it out yet. I think they'll probably figure it out this year. I don't, you know, again, statistically, his profile pretty good last year. I don't think he's going to take that and build upon that and come away as a 4,500-yard passer this year. That's not what I see. What I see happening is I think his job will be in jeopardy by the midway point of the season. I don't know that he's even going to hang on to that job. So Gardner Minshew, number 32, it's nothing against him. It's just that's where I'm drafting him. Number 31. New England Patriot quarterback Jarrett Stidham. It's a long way from Brady. I don't dislike Stidham. I think that Jarrett Stidham can effectively run New England's offense. They did add a couple tight ends in the draft. Guys I think that will help them. Asiasi, Dalton Keene. I think those guys can help New England. I think those are two pretty good players. I think they're sort of steals, actually. Values. I like those guys going into the draft. In fact, wrote about them on Twitter in advance of the draft. But I still don't think there's enough there. I mean, I think you're still going to have some of the same problems. Now, I do think they filled the fullback issue. That should help. I do believe this. Jarrett Stidham can throw the football. I mean, in terms of just plain ability to throw, he's a strong-arm kid, can make all the throws an NFL quarterback needs to make. And I think he's a smart player, too. I just don't know, but the it factor is what I wonder about. I mean, you know, anytime I saw him rushed in college and put under duress, he crumbled. Now, New England's going to try and keep him out of that situation, but last year they couldn't pass protect. Now, look, they'll have Isaiah Wynn back. I think they've done a number of things to address that offensive line, and I think they'll be better in that area, but I can't put him higher than this at the moment. Number 30. Number 30 is Dwayne Haskins. Now, let me be clear. I think Dwayne Haskins has potential. I really do. I think he flashed that potential late last year. I think he's going to improve this year. The problem is upward mobility here in year one as a starter. The other problem is he just doesn't have enough weapons around him right now. There's just not enough talent around him offensively. Washington certainly helped themselves again on the defensive side of the ball. But I think they need to continue to get Dwayne Haskins weapons, and I think he'll develop into a very good NFL quarterback. He has a big arm. He's 6'5". There's no throw he can't make. You know, and again, I think he got better and better late last year. I don't really like having him at this spot. I think that his potential is that he could be much higher. The problem is some of these other people have, you know, similar potential and more weapons. It's a weapons issue for me right now, more than it is a Haskins issue. And we'll see how it develops. So he's number 30. Yeah, there's no way, Ramona. What I hope to do is get through 10 of them. I'll get through 10 of them, and next Wednesday when I'm back, because I won't be back until Wednesday. Wednesday when I'm back, we'll revisit this, and we'll run through the top 10 again, and then we'll hit the top 20. So number 30 is Dwayne Haskins. Number 29, Craig's not going to like this, is Sam Darnold. Now, you got Sam a wide receiver with big play ability in Mims. You got him offensive line help with Becton, which I think is really going to help him. I like what the Jets did. I really like the Jets draft. I think Sam Darnold is going to take a big step forward, and he may well wind up higher than this. But again, it's an issue of upward mobility. I think he has talent. You know, see, this is the thing. When I put a guy 29 right now, and that sounds like a slight on him, or it's not. Nor is it a predictor of his future, as I said. I think Sam Darnold's going to turn into a very successful NFL quarterback. Doesn't have an elite arm, but I still think he's going to turn into a very successful NFL quarterback. I just don't know that will happen as early as this year. You know, in other words, I would expect to come back next year and probably have him 18 or something. You know, something of that sort. He's number 29. Number 28, Ryan Fitzpatrick / Tua. I don't know what you do with Ryan Fitzpatrick. I mean, you know, he is what he is. I mean, you know, he's Harvard. He's a guy who will, you know, win three games for you and throw nine touchdowns, and then he'll lose four in a row and throw 12 picks. So, you know, that's just what he is. He's just holding the spot down until Tua gets hurt.
Okay.
I'm sorry. He's just holding the spot down until Tua gets hurt and he reclaims it. 27 is Trubisky / Nick Foles. I don't know. I almost think it's going to be Trubisky. So this is where I have him. I can't put that pairing of quarterbacks higher than this right at the moment. That was 27, actually. Is that what I said? 27.
What's the other guy's
26.
Name?
26. Trubisky. Foles.
Foles.
The two-headed monster that is Trubisky / Foles. That's also a very horrifying story, but that's for another Friday. 26, Tyrod Taylor, the Chargers quarterback. I think he's actually going to play pretty well. Probably not well enough to keep his job for the whole year, but with Justin Herbert coming up behind him. Number 25, and this is going to be lower than people think. I'm sorry. His quarterback rating is 50 in the last 2 minutes of games. He has no it factor whatsoever. 25 is Kirk Cousins. I just can't put him higher than that. I just don't think he's better than that. I think that's what he is. 24 is Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm sorry. Tiny little guy, tiny little arm, wet noodle arm. You know, does he have talent all around him? Yes. Does it make his numbers look better than they should? Yes. Does he still suck? Yes. 23 is Phillip Rivers. Look, I think he's going to an offense that he can be effective in. 22 is Daniel Jones. I think Daniel Jones is going to make progress this year. I think the Giants really had a very productive draft, helped their offensive line, which I think is going to help Barkley and in turn going to help Daniel Jones. And number 21, which may be a bit of a surprise, Joe Burrow. Number 21 is Joe Burrow, rookie. I think Burrow will have a good year. I mean, I think he's surrounded by weapons. I think they're going to let him try and run five-man protection schemes. That offense really has a lot of skill. All right, there you have 10. We'll get back to the rest of this when I return next Wednesday. When we come back, Sinister 1, the movie. Walt Tip to the Road Rage, quick break.
It's time for another Solid Orange Clemson Classic replay this Saturday at 10 a.m. Relive the second national championship of the Dabo Swinney era as the Tigers and the Crimson Tide face off in the championship game of the 2019 College Football Playoff. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, Hartwell Village Shopping Center, Burton Properties, Granger Nissan, Priority Run, Krispy Kreme, and Toyota of Easley. 44-16, the Tigers and the Tide. This Clemson Classic game replay Saturday at 10 a.m. on The Roar.
Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla is urging everyone to stay safe during these trying times. We are open with your safety in mind. Take advantage of 0% for 84 months on all remaining 2019 models and 0% for up to 75 months on 2020 models. Now is a great time to take advantage of 0% for extended terms, big rebates, and stimulus incentives. New, pre-owned, parts, service, or body shop, we have you covered. Online at edwardsautosales.net or visit us in Walhalla. Always save extra with no dealer or dock fee.
Hey guys, summer is here, the gyms are open, the beach is open, and the world is getting back to normal again. It's time to get off that couch and get moving again. If you've got no energy, no drive, and have gained a few pant sizes in the last few months, come see us today at Low Country Mail. For just $200 a month, we take care of all your testosterone, labs, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and your prescription management needs. It's time to get back to work and get back to making men and America great again. Come see us today in Greenville off Pelham Road, lowcountrymail.com.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone no matter where you are. Priority One. Trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
For 25 years, Husqvarna Automowers have been the best-selling worldwide. With the Husqvarna Automower Crown Commitment Program, you'll enjoy your weekends and know that if you're not satisfied with the performance of your Husqvarna Automower within 60 days of purchase from a Husqvarna dealer, return it for a full refund or exchange. Easley Lawn and Garden offers Husqvarna Automowers as well as the expert installation and service you need. Trust them to get you set up with the right Husqvarna Automower just for your yard. After all, Easley Lawn and Garden has been your trusted local source for nearly 40 years. Let a Husqvarna Automower do the work while you relax. Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna Automower professionals for sales, installation, and service. For all your power equipment needs. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
Even in these challenging times, Parham Smith and Archinold, a medical malpractice law firm in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Charleston, is still accessible during regular business hours. Call and they can arrange video conferencing to assist with your medical malpractice concerns. The health and well-being of your family is paramount, and Parham Smith and Archinold is dedicated to ensuring you're taken care of. Parham Smith and Archinold, call 242-9008. Online at parhamlaw.com. That's parhamlaw.com.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout? Use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/discount and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/discount for an additional discount. lightstream.com/discount.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/discount for more information.
Become a Roar Insider. Get the scoop with the Roar Newsletter and a chance to win prizes. Log on to WCCPFM.com and click on the newsletter banner from the Roar.
Welcome to the Red Range. We are back. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Better yet, let me have Tammy tell you about George Coleman Ford, because Tammy went there 5 days ago. Tammy said, probably the best vehicle buying experience we have ever had, .. Carlos, sales, was super responsive and great to work with, and Gerald, finance, work hard to get the financing package we wanted. Both had everything lined up for us when we arrived, and we drove off the lot with our awesome new used truck within an hour. Had to travel a bit to get there, but frankly, I would travel even further for this type of professional, transparent, and courteous service. Thanks, guys. We will see you again. That's what we're talking about at George Coleman Ford. Yes, actually, cars cost less than travelers' rest. Yes, there are never any dealer fees or service fees at George Coleman Ford. And I'm glad to see finally there are some other dealerships starting to, respond to that message and starting to try and follow suit. But for 90 years, people have been treated the way we all deserve to be treated. And that shines through in every single one of these testimonials. So if you've forgotten what it's like to be treated that way, then go to George Coleman Ford and find out again. Go see him. You'll thank me later. Cars do cost less than driver's rest. All right, Ramona. It is time then. For the people who have waited all week, and your homework assignment is to watch this movie. Yes. Your homework assignment is to watch this movie tonight and to report back to me. And again, my suggestion would be, you know, if peppers have that, they have some scale for measuring the heat of like hot things. And I forget what it's called, but they have some scale. Well, in terms of like scary movie scale, this one is up the scale, way up the scale from The Autopsy of Jane Doe. If The Autopsy of Jane Doe caused you issues with sleep, this will cause you more issues with sleep. So, Scoville scale. Thank you, Texter. Yeah, the Scoville scale. That's it. On the peppers. That's it. This is the Scoville scale for scary movies. Ramona, this movie stars Ethan Hawke, something like that. I think the guy was in Dead Poets Society.
New details today in the grisly murders of a local family found earlier this week.
I didn't want to move here.
We couldn't afford to live in the old house anymore. Plus, the new story I'm writing is here.
Is the story a good one this time?
I'm going to write the best book that anybody's ever read.
I got a really good feeling about this.
You gotta be kidding me. Finley hanging out. Barbecue 79. That's the family who lived here.
Oh, no way.
You think these are serial murders?
I don't know. First one I found dates back to the 60s. The only link between all these cases is the symbol.
The symbol is associated with a pagan deity named Bagul. He consumes the souls of human children.
I have never been onto something this big before.
Early Christians believed that Bagul actually lived in the images themselves and that they were gateways into his realm. Children exposed to the images were especially vulnerable to Bagul's abduction.
Sweetheart, what are you doing?
Painting. I wanted to paint her picture.
Who are you talking about?
Stephanie. She used to live here.
Trevor?
What's the matter? What's happened?
Get the kids. Pack the car. We have to leave here now.
Okay, no way.
All right. This is ain't no way. You're not as ambitious as this Texter 350 says. Cool. Going to watch it tonight. First, though, he's going to watch The Autopsy of Jane Doe. That's what we're talking about, Ramona. Okay, so here's the deal.
Okay, right? So go ahead and explain it.
Yeah. This guy is a writer. He's a struggling true crime writer. 10 years earlier, he had a massive hit called Kentucky Blood, but he's on a 10-year dry spell. And he, when he's writing new books, he writes true crime books. He's not good at writing fiction. He moves his family around, all right? And every time he moves, the police hate him because he, you know, he points out the failures in their investigations. He sets up his office like a police investigation, giant bulletin boards where he pieces together information. And invariably, he basically proves how stupid the police are in issues of crime. So he relocates again, and And they're just moving into their new home. And they're on hard times, too. So they're moving into a smaller house. But they're moving closer to this crime scene. So he gets there, and they're unpacking their stuff. And the sheriff's department meets him outside. The one deputy is sort of like a doofus. He has he brought along one of the books. He just wants a signature. When the old man sheriff finds that out, he's outraged. You know, put that away, you know. We don't want these people here. You know, they don't say good things about us, kind of thing. So he meets him in the driveway, and he talks to him in the driveway, and he says, you know, we don't really want you here. You know, it'd be best if you just packed up and left, kind of thing. And so the wife is waiting in the driveway, and she says to him, you know, what do you have to say? Oh, he said, he's going to bring his book back later. He wants a signature. And the wife was like, yeah, sure. And then the wife says to him, she says, tell me that you didn't move us close to a murder house again. Because apparently in one of the prior moves, to get the story, he had moved them relatively close to a murder house. And so the wife says, tell me you didn't move us close to a murder house again. And he says, no, I didn't do that. The little He's dirty lying. Secret there, Ramona, is he told the truth. He didn't move them close to the murder house. He moved them into the murder house.
Oh, is that what's happening? Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. He moved them into the house where a family of four was hung from a tree in the backyard. That tree is still there. And the giant branch that was used to tilt the rope is still sitting there broken. So he moves them. They move into this house. The daughter is a bit of an artist. She's allowed to draw on her bedroom walls. She's not allowed to draw on any walls outside the bedroom. And she's the younger of the two, and there's a 12-year-old kid. Well, you know, he's studying this murder, right? And all the elements of this murder, and it leads to clues of other murders in other places that seem, you know, somewhat similar, where there is this this demonic symbol, this pagan deity symbol, that is not your 16-year-old Pentagon thing, much more involved and deeper, yeah, deeper than that. And when they're moving in, he finds this box of 8mm film, home movies. And he finds it in the attic. He doesn't know what it is. So, you know, it says like, you know, whatever, backyard barbecue and that type of thing. So he starts watching these movies, and in the movie, it has The Hanging. And so on his board, he'll write things like, and by the way, one family member, in each case, a child is missing. So from this family that were all killed, there's one girl who wasn't killed. She's missing, Stephanie. Well, it turns out that in every one of these cases, there's one child that just isn't accounted for, that is nowhere to be seen. So he'll write notes like on his board, like, where is Stephanie? Who made the film? Who made the film? Why would you film it? These type of things. And, you know, meanwhile, at some point here, you know, Deputy Doofus is lending his assistance because he wants to be involved in this. So he's feeding him information that he needs from the sheriff's department to piece all of this together. Yeah, to piece all this together. And then it's... At some point, the young daughter is drawing on the wall in the hallway, and the mother, you know, like yells, "You're not supposed to be drawing on the hallway wall." And she says to her husband, "says, you know, discipline your daughter. You she knows she's not supposed to be, you know." So he comes down and says, "What are you doing?" And the mother says, "Who is that?" Because she drew a picture of a girl, and the little girl says, "That's Stephanie." And the mother says, "Who's Stephanie?" And she said, and the little girl says, "She used to live here."
Oh, and the and girl didn't know anything about it.
But now the point being, Ramona, now the gig is up. Now he's been outed. As far as
that's right. The wife didn't know they moved into the murder house.
The wife now just found out in the worst way possible that she moved into the murder house, not a house nearby, not any of that. Meanwhile, you know, as this guy delves further and further into this, there are connections between these other murders in various places. In various parts of the country, and there's ties that connect them. And I'm not going to give you all those because it would be ruined. Meanwhile, he's also resorted to drinking heavily because the deeper this gets, trust me when I tell you this, you may be drinking too watching this movie. you may find yourself hitting the bottle watching this movie tonight because this is not one of these. You know, look, you get the cheap B horror movie stuff, which is the guy jumping out of the closet with the axe and the mask. That's not what this is.
No.
There's a little bit of that, but this is true, natural building horror.
I
suspense.
Didn't like the music.
Trust me, when
I stopped watching it, and I looked away the other direction, and when I turned back around to see how much it had left, it showed some flash of some dead little girl or something.
Yeah. Be brave. Watch it in the dark. We're done. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. I'll see you next Wednesday.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar. Nationwide on CBS Sports Radio. This is the Zach Gelb Show.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. These are challenging times, and Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact their team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. We're all craving hockey, and we hope we get to see some playoff hockey this year. There is that 2014 playoff proposal that is on the table, and things look optimistic right now. We will head out to the hotline, though, and chat a little pucks right now with the Arizona Coyotes Center, and that is Derek Stepan, kind enough to give us a few minutes right now on the Zach Gelb Show. Derek, first off.